The state of Alaska has lost another attempt to overturn a decision that favors Alaska tribes in child welfare proceedings, such as taking children into protective custody, placement in foster homes, and adoptions. The case was brought by the village of Kaltag for adoptive parents who asked the state to issue a new birth certificate for their adopted child, listing them as the parents. Native American Rights Fund attorney Heather Kendall Miller says the state refused, stating they would not recognize tribal court adoption proceedings.
So the case was litigated through federal court. Judge Burgess upheld the tribe's claim at the district court level. The case was then vigorously appealed before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and a unanimous panel last fall affirmed the district court's holding that tribes in Alaska do have jurisdiction over adoptions and directed the state to give full faith and credit to such adoption decrees.
The debate stems from a decision made during the Murkowski administration. Murkowski accepted an opinion written by Attorney General Greg Rehnquist that stated tribes do not possess inherent jurisdiction over their children. Until that time, the state issued 50 to 60 new birth certificates per year for tribal court adoptions, but abruptly quit the practice after the Rehnquist opinion was put in place. The state then contended that tribal court rulings would only be recognized in cases where a state court had transferred the case to tribal court through the Indian Child Welfare Act, or if a tribe had petitioned for tribal court jurisdiction under ICWA. The Ninth Circuit panel was unanimous in their initial rejection of the state's challenge. In this month's decision, the Ninth Circuit refused the state's request for an en banc or full court hearing of their case. There is clear legal precedent for tribal court authority in child welfare cases in lower 48 reservation communities.
So the state has lost at every step of the way in attempting to get the federal court to accept its very limited interpretation of tribal jurisdiction in Alaska.
Kendall Miller says the federal courts have been very clear that tribes here do have child welfare case jurisdiction, and they need to come forward if the state does not give those decisions full credit, because the federal courts are there to enforce tribal rights.
So the state knows that if it's going to continue to deny recognition of tribal court adoption decrees, that it will be subject to being brought back into federal court and paying attorney's fees and all that kind of thing, because it's an issue of law that's been decided.
Kendall Miller says although this decision relates to the Kaltag case, it's an issue of law that has much broader implications. State Law Department spokesman Bill McAllister says the state is still reviewing the decision and has not yet decided if an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court will be mounted.